Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
TFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Mount Pleasant.
Falklands.
Anyone coming on a tour of the Falklands is encouraged to get involved in the regular battlefield tours. These are designed to make personnel more aware of the island's recent history. These tours are organised by the Joint Education Centre at Mount Pleasant and come under the responsibility of Sergeant Julia Curtis King.
We have four tours going on. We have the Mount Harriet, Longdon and Tumbledown tours, and also the Darwin and Goose Green. Basically, we've got four boards up in the foyer of the check, and we have the map and it shows where they are. It has the date of the tour on the piece of paper, on the clipboard, and people just put their names down on the tour. By the clipboard, there's like instructions of what time the tour will leave, what they need to take, and what to expect while they're on the tour.
So are these all day tours?
Mainly they are. People will come here for about 9 o'clock in the morning and they finish about 3 o'clock. When I did the Darwin and Goose Green, we came here at 9 o'clock and then we got back about three, half past three, but we did a bit of an extra bit in Goose Green on ours.
And who actually does the tour?
We've got different officers running them. At the moment, we've got the Mount Harriet, we've got Lieutenant Trafford. Mount Longdon, we've got the boss, our Flight Lieutenant Carpenter. And Darwin and Goose Green, Captain Graves. And Mount Tumbledown, we've got Lieutenant Mitchell running that one.
And it's another one of these things. It's just a great opportunity, isn't it?
Absolutely fantastic opportunity, just to basically tread in the footsteps where, you know, the conflict actually happened. And you can stand on places and the facilitators will actually speak to you and say what happened in that place, and you just, you know, wealth of information coming out.
Is it difficult to get on them? Because I guess they are quite popular.
I think it's about 12 maximum on each tour, but it's really nice to have them filled up because we know that the people are getting the best out of it. It's a bit sad when, you know, we've only got one person and it has to be cancelled. So, yeah, please come and get on the tours because they're all there for you to do.
And you've been on one yourself?
I did the Darwin and Goose Green one, yeah, thanks to Captain Graves. That was a really good day out. We had the absolutely lovely sunny day for it and we were stood there and he was telling us all about the area. It was brilliant.
What sort of things did you see?
We saw the Argentine cemetery and we went round and we saw where H. Jones fell and all the, you know, the local area and the memorial at Darwin.
So if anybody wants to find out more, just pop down to the education centre.
Yeah, please do, or even just give me a quick ring on 6205 and we can pop your name down. We can tell you what's running and we can pop your name down if you can't get over here.
This is Nigel Rennie for BFBS in the Falklands.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.